Hey folks, hey millionaires, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. And, you know, I want you to comment these words below. Attitude is everything. Okay, if you're live with me or maybe you're watching the replay right now, I want you to comment those words below. Attitude is everything. Okay. And I want you to ponder on that for a second. I'm going to tell you God's story here, if you don't mind, story time. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I am a self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. And I help people like yourself become successful or more successful. Go ahead, comment below it. Attitude is everything, okay? Before you listen, before you do anything, comment those words below. Attitude is everything. You know, I want to go back when I was struggling, because I know you guys like to hear those type of stories. Because now, if I talk about my life now, I'm worth tens of millions of dollars, and I'm well-traveled, and I have every dream car in my garage right now. You know, many of you can't relate, but let's talk about the broke Wesley Virgin. Let's talk about when I was in the grind, the struggle. And let me share some with you. In my later 20s, none of you know, at the age of 21, I made a decision that I wanted to be rich or wealthy. And at that time, I didn't really know what that means. I'm sorry, guys. Hey, how's everybody doing? You doing well? Give me a like, comment, and a share. Thank you. You know, at the age of 21, I wanted to be wealthy, but I didn't really know what that meant to be wealthy and rich, because I grew up in a poor and average family. Okay? However, in my later 20s, I felt that everything that I was trying to do to make money wasn't working. Can anybody relate? You know, I felt within my spirit that I tried everything. And I'll never forget going to seminars. You know, at that time, you know, in my 20s, I went to a ton of seminars, by the way. I know when I tell a story, it's always about a seminar. I've been to a lot of seminars in my 20s, okay? From internet marketing, network marketing. And I was at a network marketing seminar. You know, some of you call those things pyramid schemes. Well, I was there. I was in Houston, Texas. I think it was the Radisson Hotel. And I remember listening to a speaker. I think it was a travel company. And I was involved. I was trying to recruit people. And I remember after the presentation, I approached a speaker. And in my 20s, I made a habit of always approaching the speaker and asking questions, because I wanted to know if it was real. You know, I was skeptical at that time. You know, I hear all these stories of people making all this money, but I want to know if it's real. So I will always approach the speaker. And I said, Mr. Speaker, I'm trying everything, man. I'm trying to recruit people, trying to get people into the business. I went to the mall to try to recruit people, calling my family. No one wants the product. No one wants to come to the seminar. No one wants to come to the event. No one wants to get in. Like, what am I doing wrong? I don't get it. I've been in this company for 6 months, and I can't even recruit one person. What's the problem? I need mentorship. I need help. And let me tell you something. This man said, he looked me right in the eyes. He said, you know what's wrong with you, Wes? You know what your problem is? It's your attitude. I said, what do you mean my attitude? I don't have a bad attitude. You know, I'm fine. He said, Wesley, you're only fine when everything in your life is going the way that you want it to go. You know, when everything's working out, if people are showing up to the meeting, if you're bringing people into the company, if you're making money, then you have a positive attitude. But your issue is this. Anytime you experience a challenge, anytime you have an issue, anytime something doesn't go in your favor, and I don't even know you, Mr. Virgin. True story. He says, then you complain. Then you have a so-called bad attitude. And that's your issue. Your attitude fluctuates based off of what's happening in your life. And I was like, yeah. I said, well, yeah, I mean, I'm a little frustrated right now. I'm 30 years old and trying to get this business to work, and it's not working. He says, Wes, once you realize and once you decide to have a positive mental attitude, regardless of what happens in your life, your business, until you decide to have a positive attitude, you will always struggle in business and in life. He said, let me say it again, Wes, listen. He said, until you decide that whatever happens in your life, experiences, it doesn't matter, challenges, setbacks, adversities, problems, until you decide that you still can possess a positive mental attitude, this business or any other business would never work out for you. Comment below if that's you. Be honest. And I was shocked. I was like, I said, well, how can I stay positive when I have bills? How can I stay positive when I'm in debt? Like I'm behind on bills. Like I asked the guy, like, how do you want me to stay positive, man? My car has issues. I can't even pay to get it fixed. How do I stay positive when I have bad credit? How do I stay positive when I have no money in my bank account? How do I stay positive when I'm using my credit card to live? He said, great question. And you know the answer to that question, Mr. Virgin? That was him talking to me. He said, you just decide to. He said, it's that simple. You just decide to have a positive attitude, even though it feels like you're in a negative situation. And I was like, oh, just decide to? I said, what do you mean? How do I like decide to do that? He said, it's simple. You choose to see your adversities, your problems, your challenges, the bad credit, you're behind on rent. You see it as if it's working in your favor. Let me give you an example, Mr. Virgin. And he had to give me an example because I was slow. I still didn't get it. I said, man, I don't get it. What do you mean? How can I be excited? How can I see the positive in all this stuff? He said, okay, give me one of your problems, Mr. Virgin. Okay, I'm in debt right now. A ton, $50,000. Like I was 30 and I was in $50,000 in debt on several credit cards. I said, I owe these people money. He said, okay. Well, instead of looking at that $50,000 debt negatively, because the $50,000 you're using to live and to make money, correct? Yeah, I'm investing it. I'm using this money because I want to be wealthy. Okay, so instead of looking at it as debt, look at it as an investment. As a matter of fact, look at it as a stepping stone to get you where you want to be. So many people that have debt. So why are you crying about it? Do you have to pay it back today? I said, well, no. But it's hurting my credit. Mr. Virgin, what's your credit score? It's 500. Your credit is already, it already sucks. So for you to bitch it, I mean, this man was talking to me directly and brutally honest. He said, for you to bitch and complain about your credit score and how bad your credit score, it's not going to serve you. Like, it's already bad. It can't get any worse. So for you to consume your mind with how terrible it is and how you want to fix it, but you can't fix it, how does that serve you? And I was like, I guess it doesn't. He said, give me another problem. Well, I said, my car, I'm having problems with my car. Some days it starts, some days it don't. Okay. Well, Mr. Virgin, won't you look at it this way? Don't one day you want a new car? I say, absolutely. What kind of car do you want? Well, I want a Lamborghini. Okay. Well, say this to yourself. Your car is having issues because it's preparing you for the Lamborghini. And I said, that's not reality, man. What are you talking about? Come on. That doesn't make sense. He said, why doesn't it make sense? Well, that's not reality. Well, because I'm going back and forth with this man. And he said, well, what's reality, Wes? I mean, I was like, what's reality to you? Well, it's not reality for me to think that just because my car is breaking down, I'm going to get a new car. He said, well, Wes, where are you getting this so-called information about reality? Well, that's what everybody knows that. If you ask anybody on the planet, hey, my car's breaking down because I'm getting ready to buy a Lamborghini, they're going to laugh in my face. Everybody's going to laugh. Well, let me ask you another question, Wesley. Those people that you're talking about, are they poor, average, or rich? And to be honest, I only knew poor and average people. I didn't know any rich people. So I said, well, I guess they're poor and average. Bingo. So what you perceive reality to be is just a bunch of poor and average people just like you. Like, poor and average people have a consensus that certain things don't make sense to them. That's why rich people are rich and poor people are poor, because rich people, the things that we say, the things that we think about, the things that we dream about, average and poor people, they can't get it. They'll never get it. He told me a story. He said, I remember when I grew up, obviously, not rich, poor. And at the age of 18, I told my mom and dad I'm going to be rich. I told my friends I'm going to be rich. And they laughed in my face. Because they said, how are you going to do that? You make $6 an hour, man. You work at the grocery store with me. How are you going to make $1 million? And I said, I don't know, but I am. I'm 100%. I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to be a millionaire. And everybody thought I was stupid. Everybody thought I was crazy. They thought I was insane. And the only person that didn't think I was insane was myself. And now I'm a self-made millionaire. He said, Wesley, what I want you to understand is the first step to you changing into the man that you want to be to achieve wealth is changing your attitude in situations that most people feel that they can't change. Does that make sense? Comment below if that makes sense to you. He blew my mind. I mean, that night I changed everything. I said, See, I thought that my problems and the issues and when things wasn't going the way that I wanted to go, I thought that gave me permission to be negative and be upset and frustrated and irritated. You know, I thought it was okay. I said, it's okay to be irritated, right? Yeah, man. And I would think about it. Everybody that said it was okay to be irritated and frustrated and mad and upset and complaining, bitch, was everybody that was just like me. Average poor people, even people that have a 9-to-5 job, or people that don't have shit. But the rich man, the only rich man that I knew at the time, he says that in any and every situation, you could see the situation better. You can if you want to. He said, you don't have to stress out about things. That's a choice. You don't have to suffer. That's a choice. You don't have to be angry and mad because something didn't work out today. That's a choice. You don't have to feel bad because your business is not working the way that you want it to work. That's a choice. You don't have to get mad and get pissed off at your spouse or your significant other. That's a choice. You don't have to drown your problems in alcohol and weed and smoking and vaping. That's a choice. And I never heard it explained that way, honestly. I didn't know I had a choice. And I want all of you folks to know that you have a choice. And, you know, they didn't teach us this in school. We never learned stuff like this. Does that make sense? Like, we never learned that we have a choice on how we feel. Like, I had a trainer today, one of the top trainers on the planet to train my team. And I was talking to one of my employees. And this employee was just complaining. He was like, Wes, I need to confide in you. You know, I just want to just be honest with you. And he just started complaining. Well, this is happening. I'm not this, and I'm not doing that. I'm trying to do this, and I don't know what happened to me. And this is one of my top salespeople, right? And I said, listen, what you just said to me, because he was complaining, that's what he was doing. Venting, complaining, it's all the same to me, in my opinion. He said, I'm trying to get back to where I want to be. You know, I'm not there. And I said, listen, everything that you just said out of your mouth, listen, everything that you just said out of your mouth is the reason why you're not making progress. Because, you know, this person kept telling me that, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what it is. I don't know. 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 I said, listen, everything that you're saying out of your mouth, listen to me. Because he was like in a trance. You know, when people go into a trance of negativity, you know, that's the only thing they know. Just like what's not working. And they're married to their negativity and the cynicism. But listen, I said, everything that you're saying out of your mouth, it's the reason why you're not making progress. He said, no, Wes, no, what do you mean? No, I get it. I know, Wes, I know what you're talking about. I get it. But no, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what am I not doing. I don't know how can I get back to where I was before. I said, hey, listen to yourself. I said, I need a tape recorder so I can record you so you can see that what you don't want, you're doing to yourself. Like your words. Life and death is in the tongue. Okay? And he was just speaking death. And he didn't realize it. Does that make sense? Many of you, you know what you just don't get? What I try to teach and educate you, my team, and everybody? Is that whatever you think that's not working and what you're not doing and I'm missing something. Like when you're communicating to yourself and to other people, that communication is creating a reality. Like it's creating something in the future. If you keep telling yourself, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know. I'm missing something. So if you're saying that you're missing something, then you will always miss something. Does that make sense? Like I said, you know, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So that preassumes that you're doing something wrong. So you will continue to do the wrong thing only because you believe that you're doing something wrong. Are you guys with me? Do you get this yet? Am I making sense? Comment below. Like, this is some good stuff here. This needs to be taught in high school and middle school. Just think about it for a second. Many of you that are listening to me right now, right? You're in your beds, you're hanging out, you're listening to me, right? You may say, I don't know what I'm doing wrong in business. I wish I can just get this to work. Why am I suffering so long? Why is it taking so long for me to make money? Why is it taking? Like, think about what you're saying. So if you're saying, well, why is this not working? Then your brain is forced to respond. Your brain will say, well, it's not working because you're just not good enough. Not smart enough. You're not in the right country. You don't live in the right neighborhood. You didn't got the wrong mentor. Does that make sense? Many of you are asking questions and communicating that's creating the life and the reality that you don't want. So you're in a spiral. You're stuck. You don't even realize it. You're just like in a spiral. Only because, not because there's no opportunity out there, not because that you can't do the right thing in your business or even in your life. It's just your communication styles. Write this down. We have two type of communications on the planet. And human being can only communicate two types of ways, internally and externally. We have internal communication is how we communicate to ourselves, and external communication is how we communicate to others. Am I right or am I right? There's only two ways to communicate. You're either talking to somebody or you're talking to yourself. But the question is this, what are you saying? Right? I tell my team, I tell them, I got to tell them this thousands of times, just like I tell you. Whatever you want, you have to say it. You know, one thing that my team learned from the trainer that was training today, he says you have to speak into existence of what you want. So he does door-to-door sales. You probably know this guy's name is Kenny Rogers, Kenny Roberts, and he does door-to-door sales. He's perfected his craft. He's really good. He's great at it. And you know what he used to say? He said, you know what? I'm going to go to this door and I'm going to make $15,000. I'm going to go to this door and I'm going to sell 10 products to these people. Like he said this on a call. He just speaks what he wants. He said, I'm going to knock on this door. The people are going to be smiling and happy to see me and they're going to buy all my products. And he said, if I just speak it with conviction, it usually happens that way. Like, I didn't even, listen, I just wanted this man to talk about sales techniques and help us with objections and scripts, but he was talking about manifestation. Like, this man makes over $300,000 a month, right? He's talking about manifesting. He said, you got to manifest what you want. And you know what's so odd? That almost every successful person I know talks about something around manifesting, like talking about how they spoke it to existence. They talk about how they wrote it in a journal. They talk about how they put things around their house to remind them what they want. Like, it's like everybody has some type of mindfulness, metaphysical manifestation practice that I know that are wealthy, that are doing very well. But you, I can't get none of you guys to believe it consistently. Many of you try to visualize one time, it don't work, you quit. Many of you try to speak what you want, it don't come to pass, then you quit. And then you just go back to the old self. The old self is just the negative self. You know, oh, that's not working. Why is this happening in my job? Why is this person pissing me off? Why this? Why this? Why this? I got all these bills. I can't pay these bills. I ain't got no money for these bills. Why am I in debt? Why can't I change my life? Why can't I keep... Listen, comment these words below three. Attitude is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Attitude is everything. Because attitudes are infectious. They are infectious, are they not? A lot of you folks love me, not because I'm just an intelligent man. I dropped out of school. Right? I don't have any type of formal education, but you like me because of my energy. Like, it's 12:15 in the morning here in Houston, Texas. And I got energy. I got power right now. I feel good. For no reason. Don't need a reason to feel good. Many of you, you need a reason to feel good. You're laying in your bed, sad, pissed off, irritated, frustrated about something that you can't even control. But you know what you can control? How you speak to yourself. When I go to bed, I say, good night, King Wesley, King Wes. You a badass motherfucker, Wes. You a badass marketer, Wes. You're the best speaker, motivational speaker, educator on the planet. Wes, your application is getting $30,000 a day at a 90% profit margin. Mr. Virgin, you have homes around the world that you and your woman travel to several times a year to get away. Mr. Virgin, you got a beautiful private jet. Imagine waking up in the morning and taking off in your Gulfstream 650. That's how I speak to myself. I've been doing this when I was broke. Because that's the key. Okay? Now, everybody wants to know the secret and the key. That's the key. That's the secret. To be able to have an attitude of gratitude, an attitude that is positive, even when you're in a storm. Can I get an amen, please? When it's raining outside, thundering, flooding, and you can walk outside as if it is sunny. You ever seen a person walk in the rain and they're walking in the rain as if there's no rain hitting their face or their body? They just walking, whistling with a smile on their face. You ever see it? Rarely, right? Just like you're not going to see a millionaire every day. Like it's rare to see a man or a woman walking in the rain with a smile on it, his or her face without an umbrella. And let me tell you why. He knows it's raining. Like, don't get it twisted. The man knows it's raining. Know it's flooding. But he or she is not focusing on the rain. You get it? It's happening. He's wet. What are you going to do? Bitch and complain about being wet? Man, why is it raining out here? Man, I'm all wet. Man, I got this suit. I got to go to work tomorrow. Nah. He's just walking. He didn't focus on the rain. He's thinking about something else. See, why many of you thinking about, well, listen, when I was broke, instead of thinking about how broke I was focusing on how rich I'm going to be. Ooh, can I get an amen to that one? That was good. Let me say that one more time slowly here. You know, when I was broke, I just stopped focusing on how broke I was. When I was in debt, I just stopped focusing on the debt. I stopped focusing on the problems. And I was focusing on abundance instead of debt. I was focusing on being rich instead of broke and poor. I was focusing on making sales instead of not making sales. Like every day. Like I didn't care what was actually happening. Every day I was confessing and I was saying out of my mouth what was going to happen. Because I truly believe that it even says it's in the Bible. Life and death is in the tongue. So I had to be conscious of how I was using my words. I had to make sure that I made a decision to be positive about something in my life. Something. It could be my children. It could be my parents. It could be that I have a car, that I have a home. Something to be positive about. And that's what I did for years. And then I realized, listen, then I realized that was it. What that young man shared with me at the Radisson Hotel in Houston, Texas, at the age of 30 years old, that was it. It was just my attitude. You know, one thing, the young man that was on the call today training us, one thing about him, man, he was positive. He was almost talking just like me. He was just so positive. You know, you ever met a person that's always positive about everything? You know, those type of people, not always, but they usually get what they want. You know, you ever met a person that's always optimistic? Like they rarely ever complain about things. They're the person that always see the glass half full, like always. It don't matter what happens. You know, they get in a terrible wreck. Well, at least we didn't die. Right? They lose $100, $1,000, $10,000. They say, yeah, I lost $1,000 in this deal, but it could have been $10,000. I mean, this is how these people, like, I'm like that as well. I say, it could have been worse. I'm grateful. I remember when somebody broke into my Maserati. They broke the back glass window, the small one. I said, they could have broke the big one. That would have been more money. They could have broke the larger one that's in the front. They broke the little one, small one in the back. Not a big deal. They could have stole the car. Only thing they did was broke the glass. There was nothing in the back seat. Shoot, thank God there was nothing in the back seat. Because I like to carry my laptop around. I remember when I lost $200,000 doing the deal that I shouldn't have done. I said it could have been $2 million. Thank God it was only $200,000. You see, are you guys following me here? Like it always can be worse. It can be. You just tell yourself that. Well, I didn't make any money today. Well, you know what? I didn't make any money today, but I still have my house. I got my car. Kids are well. I got a little money in the bank. I'm thankful. Tomorrow, I'm going to make more money. Watch. I'm going to make $20 tomorrow. See, these type of people, their unique skill is they're able to see the positivity in everything. And you might say, well, Wesley, when do I vent and when do I complain? Like, when do I bitch and complain then? Never. I mean, just never. What? Never? Yeah, never. Because the question is, what's the point? Like, what's the point of complaining and bitching about a situation that you have no control over? You have a flat tire, you have no control of, you had no control over having a flat tire, so why would you bitch and complain? Just fix it. I mean, just fix it. I mean, that's what else would you do? If you can't fix it, well, you need to take the bus. Does that make sense, everybody? Are you with me here? Am I making sense? Okay. You change your situation by changing your attitude. You know, we live in a world that we're conditioned that we need money and cars and homes and jewelry and necklaces and purses and all that to change our attitude, right? Some of you are like, well, I can't be happy until things are working out. Well, that's unfortunate. Because let me share something with you. It doesn't matter how rich you become. How wealthy, how great, whatever. But there will be problems. There will be times that things are not going to work out in your favor. I'm just here to tell you that. I'm rich. Doesn't mean I don't have problems. I just don't focus on problems. And I'm definitely not going to focus on a problem that I can't control. Right? Like I remember when ClickBank kicked me off their platform. ClickBank is an affiliate network. I mean, I can't control them. Like, I can't make them put me back on. I can be patient. And I said, I got to find a new platform. I can't bitch and complain. Oh, man, why y'all kick me off? Why y'all did this? Why y'all did this? Okay. So once I'm done complaining and bitching, now what? I got to do what I should have done the entire times. Do something else. Are you guys with me? Does that make sense? Come with the word facts, if that's facts. Any questions for me here? Okay? Any questions for me here? Okay? Are you learning something here tonight? Do you understand how attitude is just everything? It really is. It's not about your intellect. It's not about how smart you are. It doesn't matter who your parents are and where you live demographically on the planet here. It's your attitude. Your attitude. Okay? And I get it. It's tough to have a positive attitude when you're broke. It's tough to have a positive attitude when you're in debt. It's tough to have a positive attitude when someone broke your heart, cheats on you. It's tough to have a positive attitude when the business is failing. It's tough to have a positive attitude when you're not making any money. You're not making sales, but you're trying to make sales. I get it. Yeah. It's tough, but it's possible. Like, it's tough, but it's possible. Are you with me? Like, it's possible to do it. It's possible to be in the darkest place of your life and still be enthusiastic. Now, is it likely that most of you are going to do it? No, but it's possible. It's definitely possible because I did it. Every rich person I know, every wealthy person I know, they did it. Okay? They didn't focus on the challenges. They didn't focus on the issues and the problems. They just didn't. And to me, that's intellect. Like, if you want to talk about people that are intellectual, intellectual people realize that just harping on their issues and adversities doesn't help them fix them. Like, to complain about them and to talk about why this is happening, like, it just doesn't. You have to be an intellectual person to finally realize that, you know, I want to complain, I want to bitch, I want to vent, but it's like, it's not going to serve me. It's not going to serve the people around me at all. Okay? And I know some of you still think, well, Weston, it's hard, you know? How many of you believe it's hard? You're like, it's hard to be positive, and I'm getting older, and I just want it now. I know you want it now. And let me tell you why it's so hard for you to change and for you to have that positive attitude, even though you're in a so-called negative situation. Because of the people that you choose to be around. You can't hang around drug dealers and expect not to sell drugs. Eventually you will. Does that make sense? Like, you can't hang around fat people and expect to be skinny, fit, and athletic. How? Like, how? Just like you can't hang around average and broke people and expect to be rich and wealthy. You can't expect to be around negative people and be a positive person. It's impossible. Your environment is going to condition you, okay, to adapt to the environment that you're currently in. So the point is, you got to just remove your, like, if you want to transition faster, you need to remove yourself from the negativity. Okay? You got to remove yourself from the people that don't align with your vibration. Thank you. I'm in a romantic relationship. I'm trying to navigate controlling powerful sacred sexual energy. What makes it so sacred? What are you talking about? You're trying to control it. What do you mean? I think my mind is cluttered. That's why I have this type of thought. Maybe so. Maybe your mind is cluttered. But I want you to understand something. It's not important for you to know why you're like you are. Honestly, you don't. You know, when people go to psychiatrists or psychologists, they sit down on a little couch. Hey, so, well, why are you acting this way? I don't know why. Well, let's go back to your childhood. Let's find out why. Like, I don't even think it's important to know why you are the way that you are. What's important is, how do you want to be now? I don't think you need to digress and go to your childhood and Think about how your mama and your daddy beat the shit out of you, drug addict, raped you, and whatever happened. And it's like, I don't think it's important to relive that. I think what's important is, what do you want to do now? Like, how do you want to create your life right now in this moment? We don't need to go back to find out why you always frustrated, irritated, pissed off, upset, angry, and an emotionally unintelligible person. Who cares why it happened and when it happened? What's important is, what are you going to do now? Like, what do you want now in this moment? How do you want to act now? What habits do you want to assimilate now? Are you with me? Some of you think about your divorce and, oh, I was in a terrible divorce and this man did this to me, this woman did this to me. Okay, great. So what? Like, what are you going to do about it? I mean, what are you going to do now? What's going to be the new story for your life? Okay. Next question for me here. Yeah, now is all there is. Absolutely, young lady. Hey, Nancy, how are you? Hey, Charles, how are you? Questions here for me, folks. How to stop having sex? How you did it when you focus on yourself and make money? I mean, it's easy to not have sex. What you mean, how to stop having sex? Don't put your penis in a woman's vagina. I mean, what are you talking about? Simple. Now, if you have a girlfriend or you're married and you're broke, you should be ashamed of yourself. I think any man, and this is just my opinion, okay? Any man that is not financially astute, that is not financially responsible, he doesn't deserve to be married to a woman. He doesn't deserve to have a girlfriend. And I think your girlfriend or your woman should teach you a lesson. Maybe she find another man that is financially astute and financially responsible. She needs to make love to that man so you'll learn the hard way. And that's how most men learn anyway. They find out that their woman have another man that's banging the shit out of your woman. And that's real life. That happens every single day, folks. Men. That's why I suggest to men, if you don't want to have a broken heart, pull yourself out of that situation. If you're not financially responsible, you're not financially astute, you don't deserve to be with a woman, in my opinion. Because the one need that all women require is a provider. They need that, a provider. They want to feel protected. They want to feel secure. You can't make a woman feel protected if you can't take care of her financially. You can't even take care of yourself financially. So how do you expect it to work? And you know when men say, well, we're going to do this together. You know, I believe that, you know, both of us, we do it together. You know, we're both going to support each other. Give me a second. You know, we're both going to support each other and we're going to work together and we're going to make this thing happen. Bullshit. That's not how it works. Yeah. See, men, you have to make a decision. Do you want to be the woman or the man? You want to be the leader or the follower? There's no equality in a relationship. Somebody has to lead. Somebody got to follow. So you can't expect your woman. You say, well, I want one woman to pay some of the bills. I want her to do some of this too. And at the same time, you want her to call you daddy. You want her to respect you as the leader of the household. She can't. She won't. And even if she did, she doesn't want to. Because it doesn't make sense. Because the natural order of a man and a woman, right? When a woman grows up, she has a daddy. Daddy takes care of everything, or daddy should have took care of everything, or she expects her daddy to take care of everything. You ever heard of daddy's girl? Exactly. So when she get in a relationship, she wants that same type of experience. Daddy, take care of shit. Like, daddy, I got a problem. You know, you talk to your man. Hey, baby, I got an issue. I need to get this. What do you think about this? She's expecting you to fix it. But now you have these, I guess, soft era men, you know, they want to be equal to the woman when it comes to the finances, But everything else, they want to be the man. But when it comes to the finances, well, she got to kick you in something too. That's because of your inadequacy. Does that make sense? You're just an inadequate man. That's all that is. And your butt hurt about it. You know, you don't want to say that. You'll rather complain and bitch and try to convince women that they need to be providers just like you, that they need to take you out on dates. You know, I saw this shit on TikTok. I'm like, what? This one man said, why can't she take me on a date sometime? Why can't she bring me flowers? I said, you a motherfucking woman or something? I mean, you want to be a woman? You want a woman to send you flowers? That's what you want? So you can feel appreciated? Men are so jaded, man. It's unfortunate. Man, like I said before, if you're not financially stable, you don't deserve to be in a relationship with a woman. And if you pretend to be in a relationship with a woman, married or not, and you have financial problems, she either going to leave you, or she'll find another man that's going to take care of her. You won't know. Trust me, you'll never know. Women are some of the sneakiest people on the planet. You'll never know. You know how you prevent that? Well, you become a capable man. First thing, you just need to get money. You need to be financially astute. You need to be able to take care of yourself and take care of the woman if you decide to have or select a woman to be a part of your life. You should just do it, even if you don't expect it. You should just do it. If that's your woman, you making love to her, you want to be with her, you care about her, she's your baby girl, why wouldn't you take care of her financially? Like, I'm just like, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you want to provide for her? Why wouldn't you? Like, that's your girl. You want her to pay the light bill, and you want her to pay the cell phone bill and put her to pay that bill. You want your woman to struggle? You know your woman don't have the money, and then you're like, well, you got to come up with the money because that's what you want. I mean, really? Does that even make sense? You don't deserve to have a wife nor be in a relationship. Next question here. Questions for me. Too many men are women. And let me tell you something, you know, this is sad, but it's the truth. You know, people think that women are the ones that are hurt the most when it comes to relationships, you know, men, infidelity, cheat, or whatever they do. Nah, it's men. Men. Men are hurt the most. Women, like, they're automatically emotional people. So even when, you know, a man cheats, they do that, they can handle it. Yeah, they may cry, they may get mad at you, but they eventually can get over it. They can. That's why most women will stay. But a man can't take it at all. Like, a man just can't take it. When a woman say, you know, I don't think that's going to work, I don't like you anymore, I got to move on, he doesn't know how to process that. So he's just hurt to the point that it just makes him look absolutely ridiculous. Okay? And unfortunately, women are the initiators of divorce, initiators of breakups. And I'm here to suggest that men need to become men and start to learn how to become a man, a proper man, a capable man. And I'm sorry if you didn't have a father or a daddy or somebody to give you an example. I'm not trying to be your daddy, but I am an example of a fucking phenomenal man. Okay? 100%. Ask the woman I've dated. You can just ask my woman. Maybe one day you'll meet her. Ask her. She'll tell you. I'm a phenomenal. I'm a 100% man. I excel in every area of life. Right? I'm the golden child. That's what I want for you. I want you to be the golden child. With your finances. Be golden. Your physical appearance, be golden. Your communication skills, be golden. Your emotional intelligence, be golden. Okay? Just four areas. What's next here? Oh! trying to get comfortable over here. Hold on. I have 1,000. How many of you got 1,000 pillows in your bed? All right, I'm good. What's the next set? Questions for me. Are you getting value here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks for the follows, by the way. I appreciate all the follows. Remember, I go live every night and we talk about, you know, tough topics like this. You know, I know this tough. But I am an in-your-face type of speaker. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I'm going to tell you, if you're doing wrong, you're fucking up. You're fucking up. It is what it is. You're getting older. Some of you are getting older and you're still acting like children. Still. And you're 40, 50 years old, you still have bad credit. Does that make sense to you? Like, come on. 40 and 50 years old and don't know how to put a budget together. Damn. Just say, oh, it's going to get better. It's just going to work out. And I'm like, okay. Are you getting value here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Comment the word value, please, if you're getting value. I need to see your feedback in the comments below. Okay? Next question for me here. Wes, how to change your belief about money to receive more? Well, first, you need to know how much money you want and what are you willing to do to get the money. Okay? Or you can always just download my app, DreamRiz. DreamRiz, songs that you produce that will rewire your brain. It will change the thoughts and beliefs in your mind and inject new beliefs and thoughts. It's called DreamRiz, R-I-Z-Z. Okay? Download it on the App Store. It's free. I need to get rid of this mill in my life that just really opened my eyes and ears. Yeah, Pixie Chick, listen. Men are going to hate this next statement, but women, let me share something with you. All the women on here, if you know your man is not the man that you're supposed to be with, if you know that you're settling right now, leave him. Tonight, leave him, tomorrow, whatever, leave him. If you know that is not the man that you're supposed to be with, if you know that you're settling, leave him. Like all women know, women settle because they so desperately want a significant other. But I'm here to tell you, women, it makes more sense to be alone and happy than with someone and miserable. Okay, because you could be miserable by yourself. Does that make sense? So all women, I don't care if you're married, got a boyfriend, let them go. Just say, you know what, baby, I love you, but it's just not working out for me. No, you're okay. It's not you, it's me. Tell them that, women. It's not you, it's me. You know, I just need to work on myself. Tell them that. You know, because men can't take rejection. It hurts too much for them. So you can't be brutally honest with them. You can't say, well, it's because you're broke. It's because, well, you haven't got your finance together and you're 30, 40, 50 years old. Well, you know, I'm just tired of struggling. And honestly, I need to leave the situation right now. I need to find somebody that is financially astute. Well, I like to travel. You don't like to travel because you don't have the money. I have the money. And I'm going to get out of this situation because I'm tired of supporting you. I'm tired of trying to support you. I'm tired of trying to motivate you and tell you that you can do anything. Let me tell you something about Wesley Virgin. I don't need any woman or any person on this planet to motivate me to do anything in my life. The day that my woman, I'm not saying that my woman don't encourage me and don't motivate, but I don't need it. Like, it's not necessary for me to do what I need to do on this planet. Some men, they need it. You know, I need my man, I need my woman to encourage me. I need her to motivate me and tell me that I can do it. I don't need that shit. I'm self-motivated. You know, if she does it, great. I don't need her to tell me, no, you can do it. I know I can fucking do it. I can do anything, okay? And man, that's what you need to understand. That's not the role of a woman just to motivate you. You need to motivate yourself. As a matter of fact, you should motivate her. I motivate my woman. Like when she's feeling down, she's feeling a little sad and she's stressed out, I tell her that she's the queen. I say, no, baby, you got this. You're phenomenal. And I describe to her what she has done the incredible things that she has done with her company, her business, and her family, and her as a mother. Like, I tell her this. But me personally, I don't need it. Like, I know I'm the shit. I already know I'm a badass. And men, that's what you have. That's the type of behavior and attitude that you need to exemplify. Because it's very admirable. Women like men like that. You think women like to have to motivate you? They'll do it because they love you. But they're rather you motivate them. You ever met a man that you always got to tell him what he can do because he don't feel that he can do it? You always got to say, baby, you got this. You got this, baby. You got this. You got this. You can do it. You can do it, baby. You can do it. Come on, baby. Push yourself. Right? Women, I'm talking to you. You ever met a man like that? That you have to constantly motivate and tell him that he can do it. He thinks he can't. Yeah, of course. All of you. Get out of that situation. I'm here to tell you, get out of it. You deserve better. Because you're a queen. Act like one. Okay? Stop settling for scraps. A lot of you women out there just settling for scraps, man. Scraps. Some of you women settling for an appetizer. I don't know who gets full off a goddamn appetizer. I need a main course. Can I get an amen? Come on now. Women, get your main course. Get your dessert on the side as well. Don't just get the scraps and the leftovers and the appetizer. Uh-uh. You deserve more than that. See, women, when you start holding men accountable and stop dealing with them as they are, it's going to force and compel them to be better men. But if you accept them, the piss poor version of themselves, the broken version of themselves, like if you accept them, then why would they ever get better? You know, I hear women all the time talking about, oh, I wish men to be better. I wish men to do this. I wish men to do this. I wish men to do. Well, stop dating them. Stop giving them opportunity. Stop settling then. But honestly, I truly believe that right now, it's a shift. I mean, men, women are, they're getting smarter now. They're not dealing with certain men. They're not, you know, I know some women, they're not going to deal with a man that's not a millionaire. I met this one girl, you know, she told me, she said, I only sleep with millionaires. I don't sleep with broke men. I don't sleep with no man that does not make $1 million. That's what she told me. I'm not mad at her. Do you, boo? Right? Some women, they won't date a man that doesn't make under $100,000 a year. Some women won't date a man if he's not real travel, she don't want to date him. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think everybody should have a preference. You have some men, they're not going to date a girl that have a flat booty. They only want to date a girl with a big booty. You got some men that want to date a girl with big breasts. Some men, they're not going to date a girl with flat chest. Everybody has their own preference. So men, just like you have a preference as it relates to women, women have a preference as well. Is it wrong that they don't want to date a man that's struggling financially? Like, is that wrong? No. Okay. Kimberly says, my man says he works to be a better man because I'm in his life. And that's great. You know, I'm the same way. I became a better man with my woman. But let me tell you something. When it comes to money, I was always perfect in that area. Kim, as long as your man is a provider, you're good to go. But he has to be a provider, in my opinion. All men with a woman needs to be a provider. The man, when a check comes, when you have the restaurant, he needs to pay. He should always pay. I'm not saying that you can't pay, but he should always be like, nah, baby, I got this. Because that shows his dominance. And it's one thing about men, we like to be dominant. That's my thing. That's my woman. I own her. Like my woman, I own her. Yeah, I do. I got a lock and key on her. I own her. Got the title to that woman. She's mine, period. Okay? What's next here? That's most women But the problem is those men are rare. Not many men make millions. Listen, you don't have to make millions of dollars to be a provider. My dad never made more than $20,000-$30,000 a year. He was a provider of my mom. He paid the bills. He made the decisions. He wasn't rich. So what you talking about? It's not about millions of dollars. So it's your mentality around money. Okay? See, many men that feel that they're not financially where they want to be, this is what you hear from me. Well, I'm not where I want to be financially, so I can't get married. I'm not where I want to be financially, so I can't do this. Listen, you know, you're not where you want to, you know, when a man is not where he wants to be financially, then he doesn't want to be a provider. Like, he can't, because he can't see himself, because he think if he pays her bills and his bills are help her out, then he's going to be broke. But he don't realize it's just his inability to be financially responsible. That's his problem. Right? Like, if you take on a relationship with a woman, well, you're taking on the responsibility, okay? This person is no more just independent. This person is now dependent on you, and they should be. I'm not saying that a woman can't be independent on their own, but I would think a smart woman, if they choose to augment themselves with a man, to coalesce with a man, then she should want to be dependent on the man. Like, my woman, she depends on me, and I like it. I want her to. I want her to feel safe with me. I want her to know if she has any type of problem, and most problems that women have are connected to their finances. Can I get an amen? That's obvious. That's how she feels secure, because if she has a problem financially, she comes to me, I fix it instantly. Of course, absolutely. She feels safe. She don't have to worry. A woman that feels safe doesn't worry as much as a woman that doesn't feel safe. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. What's the next question here? Like I said, you don't have to have, how many hours do you sleep? 6 hours probably, I don't know. Like, you don't have to have millions to be a provider. You don't have to have millions. I just suggest you should try to make millions. Like, you should try. Why not? Like, there's so many men out here that's not trying to make millions of dollars. So why not you? Like, why not you be the first generation of millionaire in your family? Why not? Okay? Questions here. You see how all the women are agreeing with me in the comments below here? Hey, Lady Magic, that lets you know something. So, obviously, women there are agreeing with my philosophy. This is what they really want. They want a man to provide for them. They want a man that's going to pay the bills. They want a man that's going to solve problems. They want a man that's decisive. Men. So instead of complaining to women about how, well, I'm not a millionaire, but I'm doing the best I can. Well, you just want somebody that's rich. I can't do all this stuff that this guy used to do, blah, blah, blah. Instead of bitching and complaining like you're a woman, just go out there and make more money. Like, all the energy that you're utilizing that's exposing your insecurities as a man, you could use all the energy and go make more money. Instead of complaining to a woman how, well, I can't travel like you travel, and I don't have that type of money, I'm getting more money, I can't do all that stuff, I think it's just a waste of time anyway. And instead of trying to make her feel this small, she has more money than you, obviously, and you're trying to make her feel like shit, that everything that she's doing is a bad decision, but she just has the money to do it. You don't even make a fraction of what she's earning. So instead of berating her and downplaying her success and the income that she makes, why don't you go out there and make some income for yourself? Make sense, man? instead of trying to change women and to make women, you know, more whatever men trying to make women. Well, she needs to respect me, appreciate me. She needs to love me for who I am. Instead of trying to convince women why they should love and like and settle for the broken you or the you that's in debt, the you with the bad credit, the you that's not a provider, the you that say what you're going to do, you don't do shit, the you that never commit to anything, the you that's not consistent, the you that is a procrastinator, the you that play video games and watch video games all day and watch basketball and football and don't have a pot to piss in. Why don't you start to change and fix yourself? Okay? How to work with you, with or without lots of money. As your previous video shows, today's hacks. Well, what do you want to do with me, Craig Reed? It's up to you to tell me what you can provide and what value you can provide me. Women want a man who is a man, not as some boy who needs another mama. I agree. Will you provide for a woman and she is giving you no sex? Or would I provide for a woman that's giving me no? First of all, let me tell you something about me. Like now, like when I'm in a relationship, I don't have any female friends. And as a matter of fact, I never have female friends. What's the point of having a female friend for if I'm not sleeping with her? I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I know a lot of women are going to have issues with this. And that's a whole other topic about how women have friends with men. Me? I don't know why I would have a female friend. Let me tell you why. Because what value can this woman bring to my life? I'm smarter than the average woman, which means I make more money than the average woman on the planet. So what's she going to teach me? Okay? What can she talk to me about in an intellectual way? I mean, what ideologies, what philosophies can she share with me that's going to enlighten me? Nothing. Okay? So, I wouldn't even be around a woman that I'm not sleeping with. Like, I'm for what? Unless it's my assistant, that's different. She working for me in working capacity. But other than that, I mean, what are you going to be around me for? I'm going to be around my woman. I don't need to be around some random woman that I'm talking about. That's my friend. That's my best. Now, I don't need any best friend woman. I don't need any friend woman. I have one woman. That's all I need. I'm good. I'm perfect. Who I make love to. I don't have sex with her. I make love to her passionately. Okay? So what's next? What's the next here? Wesley, if you had only one choice, build apartments or buy finished ones, what would you go for? It depends on the budget. Depends on my budget, honestly. How much money am I willing to spend? Once had someone spend $4,000 on me in a week and never slept with them. Wow, that's awesome, Tammy. I'm proud of you. Are you proud of that, Tammy? That you had somebody spend $4,000 on you and you didn't have to sleep with them? Maybe we should put a plaque on the wall for that for you. What's next? Next. How do you make them earn what you provide for them? Because beauty fades, King Wes.
You said, how do I make like women earn? First of all, I'm not making a woman do anything. Another thing, men, you're just bad selectors of women. You know, I hear men that have all these issues with women. I've never had issues with women. And any issue that I had with a woman is because of me. I was the issue, not them. And a lot of you men, you are bad selectors when it comes to women. You look at the outside appearance, the outside exterior, her body, her face, whatever, and then she just captures you. Well, you should want more than that, okay? You need to know who you're dating. I don't make a woman earn anything when I'm with her. I'm going to be nice if I like you. I'm going to be very nice to you. I'm going to treat you well, okay? Like, I'm going to be a good guy, but not a nice guy, if that makes sense to you. Like, she's going to know some of the things that I don't tolerate. And she needs to know that I can cut her off at any given time. Any woman, okay? With no problem. I don't care if it's been 3 years or 30 years. If you're living, if you're creating misery in my life, you're out of here. My girl, you'll be done. Okay? So, man, you need to have standards and boundaries. Okay? Stop being poor selectors of women. Men out there that complain about women. Oh, I can't believe she's doing it. She's doing it. She doing it. Well, you selected her. You're sleeping with her. That's the person that you approached. So why are you blaming her? You the one selected her. She didn't select you. And another thing, man, you should choose women that choose you. Like, I don't choose a woman that's not choosing me. Never. Why would I choose a woman that doesn't choose me? She needs to be obsessed about you. Okay? If not, that's just not your woman. She's not the right one. Period. Or you need to work on yourself. Okay? You guys liking this rant tonight? I know we're talking about a variety amount of topics here. When does it get easy to cut people off? I don't know. It's always been easy for me. Because I don't care that much. Like, I care, but not that much. I'm not going to say it on the hero. I'm not going to lie on this and say I don't care about what people think about me, but not that much. I care a little bit, but not that much. Make sense? So I can let anybody go. If you're a miserable person, you're negative, extra negative, with hot sauce on it, you got to go. I can't deal with it. Sorry, I just cannot. I don't care who you are. Got to go. You trading Forex? No. Some men like the crazy. Okay? Well, if you're a crazy woman, then I guess some men like you, Kim. Anna, how are you? You got to love yourself first. Yeah. Sure. This rant is quality. Smash the like and love button if you got value from the rant here tonight. I'm looking at the hearts. Okay. When someone asks me, well, how often do you sleep? I don't sleep. Sleeping for the broke, sleeping for the losers. You know, I mean, let the athletes sleep. You know, they actually need sleep because they're working out two times a day and working and playing basketball, football, whatever. You're not an athlete. Most of you are so lazy and lethargic, you sit down all day long. You lay down all day long. What are you sleeping for? Sleeping with no money in your bank account. I don't know how you do it. But I guess you do it, huh? Can you guys share this video for me? If you don't mind. Okay? My man appreciate me for my kindness. That's great, Kim. Kimberly Monique, I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you have a phenomenal man. Hey, Greg, how are you? Tammy, shh. Close your mouth, Tammy. What's next? Hey, Chris, how are you? I have, as you speak, shared this video. Thank you so much, Kim. Can I get everybody to share the video? 70 people. Can I get everybody to share it? Like, share it. I want more people. Like, if you truly feel that more people need to understand, especially men. Like, I know I talked about a ton about men. Like, women, share this with your man. Share this with your potential man. Share it with your husband. Just let him listen to it. Because he's not going to listen to you, but he'll listen to another man that he believes that's inferior to him. Very welcome. Thank you for the Sears. You're very welcome. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for being on the podcast, premium content that I will continue to deliver forever, every night. Doesn't matter how famous, how rich and wealthy I become. Like, I always do these rants. I love them. Eventually, one day, very soon, I'll be doing... I'll conduct the rants on my G750, my jet. So look out for that. So much love. Great night. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love. And let's go.